Here is something I've pointed out to you before. You know, places like Tennessee, great influx of people going into states like Tennessee and Florida. One of the big attractions, no state income tax. Michigan going the other way. Democrats saying, no, that income tax decrease, that's just for a few minutes. We're going to raise it back up, which they did. And I don't see how that makes Michigan more attractive. So my next guest, he's on the same page I am. State Rep Brian Postumus with me. Brian, good to have you back.
Steve, it's always good to be on the show.
Greatly appreciate you being here. All right, so you want to do what I want to do. And that's get rid of the state income tax. Now, this comes at a time when it's possible. I don't know how likely, but possible, there'll be a ballot initiative getting rid of property taxes in Michigan. Big push right now saying, look, this is out of control. We don't want to pay property taxes like this. People getting their houses taken. So a lot of pushback on taxes in general, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, over the last 5 years that the governor has been in office, our state budget has grown by well over 40%. Mm-hmm. And the people of Michigan are starting to be like, all right, why are we giving so much money to the government just so they can hand out billions upon billions of dollars to major corporations? Like it just doesn't make sense. And so I think the appetite is there for us to look at how is our government funded and how are we spending our money?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, you look at the state of Pennsylvania, their entire budget's about $45 billion for the state of Pennsylvania. Ours is $81 billion. How do we spend almost double what this? I bring this up a lot to people in state government. I say, how is it possible that Pennsylvania spends almost half of what we spend? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Does it make sense to you?
Not even a little bit. Probably because they don't give billions of dollars to major corporations.
Well, that's true. We do have a lot of corporate welfare in Michigan flying around, especially to Chinese communist battery plants. But that's for a different day. Let me ask you about this $81 billion budget. You see things all the time and that make me scratch my head. I just got this notification over the weekend, for example, that if I have a room for rent, that I can get $500 a month to house illegal aliens right here in Michigan. You know, if I've got rental units sitting empty, I can get $500 a month, maybe more. From the state of Michigan, from taxpayers, is this our plan to help make Michigan be great?
Apparently, it's the Democrats' plan.
Yeah, so where do we go from here? How do we get rid of the income tax? How do you really get on a path, Brian, to say, look, we need to, that 4.25%, you look at Tennessee or Florida or Wyoming or a host of other states. 14 states right now are trying to either reduce or eliminate state income tax, we're raising it. What do we want to be, California or New York? How do we get rid of it?
You know, it's going to be a long process. So I believe that leaders need to cast a vision for where we can be as a state. And so that's what I'm in the process of doing, saying, okay, this is an option for us. This is something that we can accomplish. But in order to do that, in order to get there, Republicans have to take control of our government again, because the Democrat style of government requires more and more taxes to feed the beast. Republican style of government does not. We don't need as much, because our view is, well, let's get government out of the way. Let's shrink government back down to what it's supposed to be doing, and only what it's supposed to be doing. That costs a lot less money.
It sure does, you know, and you mentioned a couple of times, so this must be one of the things that really irritates you, and that's all these handouts to corporations that are supposed to create jobs. Oftentimes, no jobs are created, or jobs are created at a cost of, we could have hired people and paid them $50,000 or $60,000 a year and saved the taxpayer piles of money, maybe even $100,000, because so many of these things just never succeed. How do we do better?
Right. Right. Well, so first of all, I'm all about investing in economic development in the state of Michigan. I think that's important. And especially as long as all of the other states in the country have their guns drawn, so to speak, by doing this, we have to be participating in some way in order to compete. But when members of the legislature are required to vote on this without even understanding, without even seeing an economic impact study, that just doesn't make sense. When the government's definition of return on investment is how many dollars will we match of private funding if we put in a dollar, that has nothing to do with a return or an actual economic impact. As long as that's the government's definition of return on investment, it will always lose. It'll always lose.
Always lose. You know, and I go back to this, you know, this Goshen plant in Big Rapids. They didn't even do an environmental impact study. So we're giving away all of this money. First, we're going to be told that there are all these jobs coming, and yet it always turns out to be less. And a lot of those jobs are actually going to be given to Chinese nationals, apparently, we've learned. And now you've got no environmental impact statement. You've got concerns over the wildlife that's being impacted. There are other issues happening here. And yet the corporate welfare train seems to be the most important single thing to this governor. She can't find enough corporations to give money away to on a daily basis, it seems to me. What do you say?
Well, I'd say, you know, before the question of trying to attract businesses by luring them here with money, we should probably get the overall environment, economic environment, right here in the state of Michigan first. Because even if
that's
they come here right
idea.
Now, they're not going to stay. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you eliminate right to work, first state to ever do such a thing. You raise the income tax. You raise taxes and hurdles for business. Why would anybody bring their company here? I'll give you the last word.
So if you look at the states that are growing, right, you have the top five states that are growing. Every single one of them either has a lower income tax than us or zero income tax. Also, every single one of them has, I believe, about a third of the cost in corporate taxes. And that's
right.
What makes states grow. And if we focus on how we fund our government, we can actually get our state to grow again.
Lower tax and regulation. It's a crazy idea, except that it works every single time that it's done. State Representative Brian Possumus, I appreciate you being here. Keep fighting. I know you're up against it in there because you're not going to find bipartisan support, but keep chopping at it. Someday we're going to win here again. Brian, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. Have a great day.
There you have it. Still to come, Abby Mitch, Executive Director of Michigan Rising Action here on the Steve Gruber Show. So I'll be back from North Carolina today. Don't go anywhere.